From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces move to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Here is UN official Lisa Grande.
Our estimation is that there are probably close to 50,000 civilians who are now trapped inside of the city. We haven't had access as humanitarian agencies to Fallujah since the city fell to Daesh, to ISIL, in 2014.
Jan Egeland of the Norwegian Refugee Council says a human catastrophe is unfolding in Fallujah. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens more injured or trapped in the rubble. Russian Defense Ministry has denied carrying out any strikes on the city. Kurdish-led forces have expanded their operations west of the Euphrates River in Syria, crossing a Turkish red line and angering mainstream Sunni Arab rebels. The move is making a tangled fight in northern Syria messier and more chaotic by the hour. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. Here is United Nations Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler.
According to survivors, smuggler hubs operating in locations including Niger remain active in feeding people from West Africa through to Libya, where many remained for many months before being put onto boats for the crossing to Europe.
More than 2,500 people have lost their lives fleeing to Europe. This is VOA News. The head of the Organization of American States has called a special meeting to decide if Venezuela is adhering to basic democratic principles. OAS Secretary General Luis Almagro says there has been a grave alteration of Venezuela's democratic order. The socialist-ruled country could be suspended from the OAS if two-thirds of its member states decide that the country's leadership has gravely undermined democracy. The World Health Organization is advising couples or women living or returning from Zika-infected areas to wait at least 8 weeks before trying to conceive a child. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization's revised guidelines reflect greater concern that the sexual transmission of the Zika virus could harm the pregnancy. Its recommendations are based on new evidence showing the Zika virus is staying longer in the blood and other bodily fluids than previously thought. WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says the WHO is advising couples to delay pregnancy to make sure any possible Zika infection has cleared. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Poland has launched a new bid to extradite filmmaker Roman Polanski to the United States, where he is wanted for a 1977 child sex conviction. Justice Minister Zbigniew Ziobro says he has asked the Supreme Court to overturn an October ruling which forbade the extradition. Ziobro argued that Polanski's celebrity status has shielded him from justice. Polanski's lawyer said they have been expecting the attorney general to revive the effort to have the filmmaker extradited, but says they are not worried. A report released by the Global Slavery Index says over 45 million people are subject to some form of modern slavery. India and Uzbekistan are among the countries with both the highest number of slaves and the highest proportion of slaves to their population. An author of the report, Kevin Bales, said slavery is a particular problem for India. Prosperous countries generally have lower rates. The top 12 countries with the lowest rates of slavery are Western European nations, the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton faces another contentious political fight in the California June 7th primary. She is moving closer to winning enough delegates to gain the Democratic presidential nomination. She's facing stiff challenges from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.